Hello? Felix?
Hi, this is Above and Beyond Roofing. How can I help you?
Hi, Felix?
Not Felix, but I work with Felix. How can I help?
Oh, okay. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. So I got an email. Hi.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was you or if it was Felix or Joanie. That was...
Well, no, it's David, but I should handle everything for them. So that's
okay.
Why they paid me. So I can totally
help. Okay, perfect. So here's what happened. I got the, did you send the email or do you know who would have sent it to me? It said Felix on it.
Johanny sent it. I know
okay.
It was from Felix's email, but it was from her.
Okay. I did try calling her. So if you speak with her, tell her, because she says, mm-hmm. What do I got an email about the leads, but we have to make the activation charge, right? To activate the leads. I emailed her if we're okay to charge the $679 to turn on her leads for the Google Guaranteed.
And one question, do you have her current file?
Yeah, I do. But the thing is I need her to reply back to me to let me know if that's the woman that we're charging. You know,
perfect.
So I gotta get the verbal.
Okay,
you know
perfect.
What I mean?
Yes,
because on the account, no, of course, on the account, it only shows her as the point of contact. So, you know, that's why I've been trying to reach her to see if it's okay to go ahead and charge the $679.
Yeah, I'm just checking. She hasn't read my email, but give me a second. And
okay.
Nadine, I have a question. What's the company you work for?
Local, L-O-C-A-L, Splash.
Local Splash. Okay, perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
I
have
Local
a question.
Splash. Yeah.
Do you guys work with the Google Business Profile?
Yes, we're currently working on that. So we're managing the local SEO.
Uh-huh.
Which is a Google Business Profile, the campañas on Facebook, the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
And then now she's part of the Google Guaranteed program.
And
so
can you quickly, if it's just not too much to ask, can you quickly look for us in the Google Business listing just to see what you can see? I mean, because here's the thing, and this is what I wanted to talk to you. When I look for Google Business Profile, Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear-Off Services, like the name of the company, I see, and obviously not many people are going to look for this, but you know that people find stuff on the internet. So here's the thing. I see an Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear-Off Services incorrectly written. It has no capital letters. It has 5 stars. But it has only 1 Google review. Did you guys open that one? Or because I know, and this is why I'm telling
the
you
one,
this.
No, I'm glad that you're telling me this, because the one that we're managing is the one that has the 30 reviews.
Yeah, that was my next comment. Because
yeah.
There's another one that has 30 reviews. And, well, that's a lot better position.
That's the one that we're managing.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's good. So,
so
you keep
that's
doing
interesting that I'm looking
how do we
at
work
this
on
one?
This? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you find it?
Let me see. Yeah, I see it. And it doesn't even have a phone number. Do you have access to it?
No, I actually requested or tried to claim it last week, but I wanted to talk to you just to see if we were on the same page. I was hoping, just exactly what you told me, that you were handling the one with 30 reviews, because
the one with 30
that
reviews.
We need to be working on. Yeah, that's the best profile. Now, I don't know who or how this was created, but can you help me maybe claim it, maybe delete it? Is that something?
That's when I'm going to go to the team and I'm going to see if they can take care of it on their end. So basically, this is what I'm thinking. It would be merging it with the one that has the 30 reviews, so that way the one with the 1 review disappears. Because that's the way that I know that they do it. I'm going to send up a ticket to the team to have them look into that to see if they can get that fixed. So that way that one's not showing. You know what I mean? Because I know the one that we're managing is the one with the 30 reviews. That I know for sure.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
okay,
you're so welcome. And I'll send a note to them about that as well. So that way they can look into that. I'm glad that you said that, because I'm like, I just saw that right now when I typed in the company name, and it's not even the same company name, because it has something about tear-offs, right? But there's not even a phone number there either.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
And
it shows in El Cerrito.
Where we are in El Cerrito, where do you have
us? No, I'm saying that one also shows in El Cerrito. If you look at that one.
Yeah, that's us. That's us.
So that's what I'm saying. But the company name is incorrect because it has and tear off.
Well, let me tell you that the actual company name is Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear Off Services. I mean, it has the right name.
Oh,
that's the complete name. Maybe you can edit the other one because I saw it. I saw it a couple of days ago. I was talking to, I was just checking SEO with a partner, and we found the two business profiles, and I was like, but that's the actual name, you know, Nadine. Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear Off Services. So that part is correct. If you could fix that in the other end, it would be just fantastic.
Okay. So my question is this, is that how it shows on the license and everything?
Yeah, that's us in front of everyone, California contractual license.
The reason that I'm asking is because what's going to happen, right? Even though they're two separate programs, they're linking the Google business profile with the 30 reviews to the Google guaranteed profile, okay? Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is if on that application, it does not have it as what the actual business name is, this could prevent from the leads being turned on. So that's why I need to confirm with the team, how was that application submitted from her?
And this is just me asking, so it doesn't happen in the future. Why didn't you know that it was the complete name of the company? I mean, I see it everywhere. Did we send you the incorrect name, or what happened?
It could have been when the account was set up that it wasn't stated, that it was stated to have it listed as the Above and Beyond Roofing.
Yeah, well, it's not completely correct because, again, it's Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear Off Services.
I'm looking back at when, because I wasn't the one who originally set up the account when you guys originally signed up with us back in January. So as I'm looking through, and I know that they always confirm the company name. So this was actually set up. It looks like it was set up with her on the phone.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, if this is the change that she wants made, then I need to speak with her so we can update the company name correctly. Only because I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not saying that you don't handle a lot of this for her, but the problem is that you are not listed, not even Felix. As making changes to the
That's okay. I'm just the messenger guy here. For every option that's needed, I would love if you can go to her too. I don't want that responsibility.
And that's okay because I'll discuss it with her también, you know. But I noticed too, the company logo only says Above and Beyond Roofing on the website.
Yes. Well, and this is something that I need to talk to her because I don't know why at some point we believe that having two websites was a good idea. I'm thinking that it's not from what I've heard lately, but we have Above and Beyond Roofing and then we have Above and Beyond Roof Removal.com, which is another website, but it's us, like two companies in one. I don't know if we're doing the right thing. I think we're not. So if you could just help us out, let us know if it's a good idea or not, but
definitely. So when you guys ended up with the two websites, what was the reason for that, if you don't mind me asking?
Because, well, we do roofing, but we also specialize in tear-off. And we wanted to have, a target audience looking for just removals. Because we do a lot of that. Like with a lot of companies, we just work for them, another contractor. And we do a lot of roof removal, a lot of tear off, and that's how we started. So we wanted maybe to keep that flow of having, you know, tear off services.
Okay.
And then in the roofing, we have everything. But if you tell us, I mean, you're the expert here.
Because it should be listed under your services, right? That you guys also tear offs rather than having two separate websites, because it makes it look as almost if it's two different companies when you do it like that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So So that's why we utilize the keywords in search terms.
But let's not talk about opinions. Let's talk about facts and SEO. Is it a good idea to have two websites? Maybe you don't need to tell me right now. You can check with your team, but I would love
I can check with
insight.
The team and see.
Yeah.
I mean, just how I see it is like this, is having two websites, where is that other website landing?
Yeah, well, again, it's Above and Beyond Roofing, and the other one is just like you hear it, Above and Beyond Roof Removal. If you could just, because if you tell me, yeah, David, you are actually losing people with this, if you had just one website and services, that would increase the SEO. Like, I can go to her and not tell her my opinion, but tell her, hey, we're doing something wrong here. We can improve it. And, well, that's what we want, you know, to get better. That's why we pay you, because we don't know anything about this.
But, let me get with the team on that and see if that's affecting, like, where you guys are losing clients in that way, just to get their opinion on it. Like, as far as fact-wise, they're going to know more than I am, because they're the ones that specialize in the websites, right? I'm part of the upgrades department. I look at what's a good fit, what's not, what qualifies you guys, what wouldn't qualify you guys in certain different products that we offer. So really that question is going to be for our team that I want to get in contact with them about. Also, I want to address the fact that we need to get rid of the one that says the Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear-Off Services profile. So this way it's only the Above and Beyond Roofing showing, right?
Yes.
The one with the 30 reviews, because that other one doesn't even have a phone number on there. So I don't know if that was something that maybe was created a long time ago at one point. But yeah, cause we were given, I'm looking back at the notes. Let me look at something.
I just got from Johanny, and maybe you can just send an email. I will have her send an email. She said that we want the complete full name, Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear-Off Services. So that means that we definitely 100% gave you an incomplete name. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's totally okay. I mean, we can have it fixed. So I will notate that as well, that we need to have the name updated. Now, there is a possibility that when we do this, it might ask for us to verify it again. So just an FYI, which we have everything that we need. If we need anything, we'll reach out to her. But pretty much it might ask us, okay, send the business license insurance, because we're showing that it's the name that's being updated.
We can totally do that. If you could just shoot an email with like, hey, I need to complete the full name, send me this, send me that. And probably it's going to be me doing but Johanny will know, and well, she needs to approve everything. That's why she's the boss.
Okay, so let me just email her that I'm on the phone with you now.
Perfect.
David, right?
Yes.
Let me go here. So it should be Above and Beyond Roofing
and Tear-Off Services. And Tear-Off goes with
a hyphen. Is it the ampersand?
A&D.
A&D? So not the ampersand, right?
Yeah. Above A&D, Beyond Roofing, A&D, Tear-Off Services.
Is the A capitalized?
No.
Okay. So I have the T capitalized. Is the T as one word or two words? If I'm looking at it at that other Google Business profile, it shows it as, where'd it go? It shows it as two separate words. So above.
It should be one word.
Tear hyphen ice. Okay. Hold on.
Are
the ands capitalized at all or no?
No, not capitalized.
Okay. So tear hyphen. Okay. So I'm going to read it back to you. Above is with a capital A and not capitalized. Beyond with a capital B. Roofing capital R and not capitalized. tear off is T is capitalized, hyphen in between the tear off, and the O is capitalized in off. And then services is the capital S, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm taking a look at the license and I see two words. So let's have two words, please.
Okay.
Tear off. No hyphen. And that's it.
No hyphen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask her this real quick. Mm-hmm. It looks like she responded to me on something.
Okay. Perfect.
Let me see. Let me go to her reply. She said, yes, please. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I'm speaking with David. He stated that you want the company name to show as Above and Beyond Roofing and Tear Off Services, correct? So let me go here. Let's see if she replies back.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't mind. We're waiting just a few minutes.
No, not at all. I'm getting paid for this, so it's okay.
You're like, I'm getting paid, so that's okay. Oh, you're so silly.
It's true. I mean, people don't say
you're
it
like, it's
well.
My job, right? I know.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. Like some people are like, oh, I'm sorry if I'm running into your lunch. I'm like, it's okay. I mean, I take my lunch when I take my lunch. Actually, you know, it comes with the territory.
Yeah. But I appreciate when people are like polite and they like, they are making you work hard and they are asking for things when they, you know, apologize. But that's actually why we have a job, because it's difficult. If it would be easy, you know, we wouldn't be here. So I like the challenge.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just because I know that people sometimes are multitasking, right? We all have like these different things that we're doing, and then it's like, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually
so
doing that right now. It's okay. No worries. Sometimes I don't do it, but that's actually the best way to make it like multitask.
Okay.
And one more question, Nadine, while
yes.
we're talking here. What's actually your service? Like you're going to be working us with the Google SEO and, you know, all of that. Are you going to provide leads? How are we going to get the leads? Is there through normal phone calls?
So these are all going to be phone calls, right, coming directly to you guys, right? So basically, the Google Guaranteed are the ones that you guys see at the top of the page that says Google Guaranteed Sponsored. So when they click on that, they're calling the number directly. It's going to be a tracking number that's linked to the 415-318-7627 number.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I realized that because I called that number the first time, and I was actually calling myself. Is there a way, and I know this is how you guys work, so we can list our real phone number and you can mask it somehow? Because that number that you guys assigned to us, it's only yours. I mean, and we love that you track everything. It's your job to track and to mask, you know, the call. But if we can just have our number, you know, being more places, doesn't that help with the SEO? Because the only place showing your number is you right now, like a total new number, and our number, you know, has been there for more time. I don't know if I'm asking the right question.
So basically, the reason for the tracking number, okay, so with the Google Guaranteed, we have no way of erasing that. Google will assign you that number. They have that. That's Google that assigns you the number for the Google Guaranteed. For the local SEO, the reason that we put the tracking number is because this is going to prevent from you guys getting a bunch of spam calls.
Okay.
When it's your physical phone number listed there, it generates a bunch of spam calls. A bunch of spam calls. I know what you're saying is like, oh, when it's different phone numbers showing, Google doesn't really do it like that anymore from what I understand.
Okay.
I know before, like years ago, right, They always wanted the same phone number, right? Because they gave
you... Yeah, it was like that. Mm-hmm.
They used to call it, like, citations. Like, you would get little, like, I don't know, kudos or whatever when the number is consistent across the board. But because over the years, when you think about it, all these phone numbers, everybody's phone number being listed out there is generating all these spam calls. Well, the way to prevent that, okay, is by also doing the tracking number. So it's a way for you guys also to what we call block them. Like if a call came through with a Google guaranteed, that is not a number that we assign. Google specifically assigns that number. Okay. Let me see here.
That makes sense. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay, so what was the final optimization once the payment is processed? Okay. Let me just do this. All right, I'm just asking them a question because I want to make sure that if we're activating it, that someone's going to be calling her to go over all the little details as well.
Thank you.
Okay, it looks like she responded to me again. Let me see. Yes, that is correct. Okay. Okay, perfect. I will process payment with the... I need to let her know that someone from the team is going to be calling her.
Mm-hmm. If you could please, and I know it's annoying, but, well, you know how buses are. You can just assign me as a secondary contact. I know I'm not able to take the decisions, but that way I can maybe text her. I can let you know that she's busy or something like that and you know, guide you, just like I'm doing with you.
Okay. Do you always answer the call or?
Well, I believe you have her phone number listed.
Number, but then I call. Yes, she's the primary. Yeah. She has no one else listed. And I understand what you're saying, but that's why I'm chatting with her right now, because I need her to let us know that then. Like, I don't have a problem talking to you, but it's just like when it comes to decisions that need to be made, like even though you told me, yeah, we're good to process or what have you. And I'm talking to you because you picked up the phone, right? And I know that you're communicating with her, but she never noted you or Felix, right?
I know.
So it's like, I got to make sure because
maybe you can,
I'm trying to ask her right now. Yeah, I want to ask her that.
Maybe you can be proactive and like, hey, did you give permission to David? But at the end of the day, it's the same because whatever you ask me, I'm going to go to her for confirmation.
You still have to go and ask her, yeah.
I will not take a decision.
Yeah,
but,
of course. So I'm just, give me 1 second because I'm in the process of asking her that. Like, can you authorize either one of them to talk with us? Because we know it's hard for us to speak with you at times. So yeah, I don't know if maybe you have an easier way to get in contact with her. Like, I've been trying to call her, and I get sent to voicemail. So I'm like, okay, well, she's emailing me back.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Yeah, it's like it's the same with me. She talks to me whenever she wants and whenever she's available. That's why she's the boss. Like, I send her some tests. I don't call her. Let's talk about this, and she can talk to me like in 1 minute, 10 minutes, 1 hour. And
yeah,
that's how she does it. Again, they paid me for this, so I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that she's aware of what card it is, because if I say card on file, she might think it's a different card and I don't want to charge the wrong card. It doesn't even give me the full number. It only tells me the last four. So I'm just going to tell her it's a Visa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for always triple checking. I already love how you work. I don't trust anyone, especially myself. So I just double check everything. It's just a couple of seconds that save some lives.
Yeah. Okay, let me do this, and I'm going to also send her. I also know that you're very busy.
Thank God. Yeah, I love busy people. Busy people make money. I don't know you, but
yeah.
I like them.
Would you like to notate David and Felix on the account?
I don't think so, Felix will
okay,
will
let me say, I'm going to say, would you like to notate David on the account?
Mm-hmm.
In the event we cannot, in the event we cannot reach you, we can speak with him. Let me see. I'm also aware that you're very busy. Would you like to notate David on the account? In the event we cannot reach you, we can speak with him. Let's see what she said.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I want to copy this. Let me go here. Okay, let me go here. Thank you so much for your patience. I just want to make sure we start getting this situated too. This is going to go under, I think, right here. Yeah, I think this will be the one. Let's see. Nope, I need to create something new for this one. So many different chats I have going on here. Let me see. I thought I had my little thing aware, like doing the little Bing on here to let me know, like, okay, someone, you got a notification. So I have to keep jumping from one window to the other. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm going to start a new chat for this one so I could have the team fix that. Let's see, I'm going to chat. Okay, that is showing 2G. let me copy what the company name is supposed to be showing as well. It looks like she read them, so
mm-hmm.
she hasn't replied back yet, so she might be in the middle of something too. So I don't want to, let me see. David, you're there pretty much all day?
I would say that more than pretty much all day, like 24/7.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to keep you on the phone too much longer either. As soon as she responds back to me,
mm-hmm.
I will call you to let you know, hey, she gave the approval. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
So that way you're aware. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to be, again, I checked the email. I mean, everything that you're sending
okay.
here, I can read
oh,
it.
Okay.
And I'm alert, so I can know about your conversation and your 11 messages so far. But you can call me at any time, and I'm here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much. David, what's your last name, just so I can put it on the account? So this one, when she gives me the approval, then I already know.
It's Gonzalez. I don't know if you're
Gonzalez.
Familiar with it.
With Z's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Double Z.
I speak Spanish. Yeah. Double Z's.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Where are you from, by the way? Your Spanish is beautiful.
It's more de pocha. And in my family, they didn't teach us Spanish. You know what? They didn't teach us Spanish. What they did is they basically, like my family, they didn't teach us Spanish because they didn't want mm-hmm. us to know what the adults were talking about, right?
Oh.
So I learned Spanish because where I lived, all the kids spoke Spanish.
Cool.
And so in order for me, for us to play, right, I mean,
you needed
I taught
to.
Them English and they taught me Spanish.
Perfect,
that's how
perfect.
I learned.
That's fine. That's fine. Perfect, Nadine. Thank you so much. And
oh,
again,
look
right
it.
Now, give me a call if you
I
need
think,
anything.
Hold on. Yes, that is correct. Also, we noticed that there are two Google accounts. Can we please check on this as well? Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I told you. That's exactly what I just told you.
Oh, that's what you put. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting
no.
for her to
get... I mean, yeah, I didn't send that. This message was
okay, that's
her,
right? Okay, mm-hmm. So she's saying, yes, that is correct. Yes, that is correct.
That means you can talk to me. That means you can talk to me.
Okay. Hold on.
And the second thing is the situation about the Google business, because I also asked her a moment ago. I was like, hey, do you know anything about this? And she was like, no, I don't. And then, okay, I'm going to just check. And then you called me. It was my destiny to fix this today.
Right? There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her I'm having the team look into the Google business. Let me just let her know. The two Google business profiles. David and I were discussing it.
Good. Thank you.
This way she knows that you were talking to me about it.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because with this technical work, more is, you know, always beautiful with the information. You don't know what everyone's doing, so it's always good to check and put it in writing.
I will add David Gonzalez as a point of contact. In case we are not able to reach you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Contact in case we are not able to reach you. Okay. All right. Perfect. So, awesome. So she's aware that this way you and I are, we were discussing that, so that way she knows that you brought that up. And then mm-hmm. I'm having the team look into the two Google business profiles. David and I were discussing it. I will add David Gonzalez as a point of contact in case we are not able to reach you. Is that okay? And then I'm sure I just need to confirm because I know she said yes to one thing, but it's like my team will tell me, but she didn't answer the other one. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we should be fine. Mm-hmm. So I just let her know that. Okay? Perfect. So I'm having the team going ahead and looking into this. And then I need to let her know too. I'm gonna put is another. Point.
Yeah, but you only asked the question. You said would you like to notate David on the account in the event that we cannot.
No, I didn't. I asked her about if I was using the payment on file and if I was able to notate you on the account, and she said yes, that's correct. I told her that the visa that ends with. But she didn't, she said, yes, that's correct. Hold on.
Yeah, but 8 minutes later, you asked only about me, and she said, that is correct.
No, I'll tell you what I wrote. You have her email, don't you? You don't have access to it?
I'm reading your email. You said, I'm also aware that you're very busy. Would you like to notate David on the account in the event we cannot reach you? Can we speak with him? And she said, yes, that is good. Ah, but you sent two emails about the confirmation. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
so I said it just to be sure. She said, yes, please add David.
Let me check that credit card too. I know she said it's okay. It's 5918.
Yeah. 8 is what it ends with.
And that's the correct credit card. I see it too.
Beautiful.
5918.
So see, mm-hmm. So now it's like you and I can communicate if she's not able to. So here's
perfect.
What's going to happen. Okay. She's going to get a phone call. If she doesn't pick up the phone, then I'm advising them to call you because
okay.
they got to go over some of the notes for the activation of the leads, okay?
I understand.
So
perfect.
I'm going to let her know the team will be calling you about the, what do we call that? Hold on. Because I wanted, that's why I wanted you notated on the account, because if she doesn't pick up the phone, right,
mm-hmm.
I want them to know, like, okay, yes, that area, you know what I mean? And so this way, at least, if you're communicating with her, you could say, you know, this way, your name's on there. If we can't reach her, then they know they could talk to David. It's okay. You know what I mean? That's why I always
perfect.
Like doing that. Por eso a veces, like with my husband, with his
no,
medical
stuff,
right?
I appreciate you double and triple.
I tell my husband all the time, make sure that you tell them, yes, you could talk to my wife. And because sometimes they'll say, oh, well, Miss Medina, we need to speak with your husband. Okay, well, my husband's already said, giving you guys permission. So they're like, well, just that one time. Okay. So I tell my husband, do what you got to do to make it easier, because my husband doesn't always answer his phone. So when his oncologist is trying to get a hold of him, they now know, okay, well, he doesn't answer. Let's call his wife. I'm like, I hate this man. I tell him, just answer your phone, you know, but sometimes he's busy and I get that. So that's why I end up telling him, hey, now we know, call Nadine if Anthony doesn't answer.
Perfect, perfect. That's happening.
Yes,
thank you.
They are going
you,
to
Nadine.
Follow up. So it'll either be Ivan or Areli that will follow up. If she doesn't answer the phone, then it's going to be notated that they can call you. Okay? It's to do the final optimization of the listing. Okay? For the Google guarantee. Okay?
Excellent.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you guys. So she'll be getting a receipt shortly for the payment for the activation budget being processed. Okay?
Perfect, Nadine. Thank you. I'm going to be expecting
you, David.
Then. And if
okay.
you call, I'll talk to you in the future too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.